Are you tired of the ordinary? Does your life and business feel less than lit up? That Groundhog Day is still running the roost, I bet. If you are learning to embrace the maverick side of life, you have landed in the right spot. Join your host, Shari D. Teigman, in her Shari Rambles, as she explores the unorthodox side of things and challenges you to become the independent-minded person you've always longed to be. Take on that new business you've always wanted to try and make it bigger and better than you dreamed. Become a more self-confident partner and friend. Fill your life with light and laughter and learn to play outside the box. Shake things up. Your life can be more, and Shari knows what it takes to make those dreams a reality. So join in as we explore the adventures of life that you've always longed to live. It's time to get up, stand up, and do whatever you do best. This is The Shambles Show.
Well, it's been a while since I've been on here. I had a crazy summer, and what my intention was to podcast from my trip in the UK, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. I didn't because I was actually present in my life and my business. Imagine that. So I'm back. It is now September. I'm very excited to be in the flow of recording a course, bringing a lot of great stuff to you guys in the next upcoming months. While I did change the Shambles Show over to become just me show, I am considering bringing a couple of interviews back, and I will keep you guys posted on that front as we go. So as a little wrap up, where have I been? I went to the UK for a month. I hosted my first workshop in Southend-on-Sea, right outside of London, at the end of July, and it was epic. I did a 5-part series, essentially all in one day, of my maverick lifestyle that I do talk about in my work, and that's the course I'm recording now. And what I did was focus on the 5 areas that I think are essential to living that maverick life, which are self, always starts with self, relationships, business, mindfulness and wellness, which I'm going to rename because I can't stand those words. And lastly, of course, which is my favorite, is creativity and curiosity. And it was really, really, not to sound trite, but life-changing for me to have people in a room working through a workbook with me that I prepped for them and really diving deep, taking a day for themselves, being brave enough to come and talk openly in front of other people and to really sort through the stuff that's holding them back and move towards what they really want in life. And for me, it was a big game changer because standing in front of that room, something clicked in my mind. And in that, I realized how much I've been holding myself back from the stuff that I want to do. Public speaking, traveling more, selling more things, working less one-on-one and more in a group environment because there are lots more people who need help. So you're going to see a lot of shifts in my business and in my content in the upcoming months. So now that I gave you a little overview, next week we're going to start a series about the maverick life, and I'm going to talk about each area and how I see them differently than other people do. So for today, what I want to start with is FOMO and its funny ways. So our society moves at a light speed. We can get any information, answer, or opportunity with a couple of clicks online. Don't even have to leave your pajamas. And then we get annoyed when it takes even a bit too long to find out exactly what we wanted. See, our brains are not set to capture as much as we possibly can within a few seconds. So we scramble because we aren't giving it the response and process time it needs to filter through what's bombarding us. So we keep squirreling for more information. And I use the word squirrel because lots of us refer to ourselves as squirrel brains. So this is actually the famous squirrel brain in action. The stuff comes flooding us. We can't process it, so we think it wasn't the right answer, and then we go look for more. More, better, faster, now, all of that kind of stuff. So we have access to more things to do and want and be than we ever have before because it's right in front of our noses. We get targeted by ads. We turn on the radio, turn on the TV, you're driving in your car, you're walking, you see a billboard, it's everywhere. Hotter bodies, better trips, cooler get-togethers, better people who juggle more stuff, numerous in-crowds to be part of, and perfect business opportunities. Social media has made it even worse because it messed with our heads thinking, we had a fear of missing out before in our regular lives, like if you weren't invited to a party or you weren't included in something, But now we have it on a global standpoint, not just in your own bubble of life. You know, the office get-together you weren't invited to. But now there are retreats in Bali and workshop in Vegas and meets up in Australia and healings in Peru. There's not a minute that we can just be satisfied with just being where we are instead of pining to be somewhere else. So this applies for me as well. And it really talks to our lives and our businesses. Most of you guys who are listening to this have some sort of online presence with your work. So not only are you trying to be human in your actual life with your relationships and managing your day-to-day health, both physically and emotionally, you also feel the need to keep up with that constant scrolling newsfeed, 4 different time zones, 3 different social media platforms, and your persona to be everywhere at all times. Come on, how exhausting is that? So what's funny or not so funny is how much we set that FOMO barometer to outer experiences, people, and circumstances. When was the last time you thought about how much you miss out on for yourself by squirreling you time, energy, and money for everyone and everything else? You know, you take yourself out to a lunch and you can't eat until you Instagram your picture. How many self-care times did you drop because there was a better someplace to be? What if you counted the times you abandoned your own rituals and practices to go serve someone else instead? Ironically, many times to teach them to put themselves first too. That's the ironic part. So I'm guilty as charged here big time. My kids have always come first. My parents call, I drop everything in an instant. A client messages me, I pull over to the side of the road to answer. If I get tagged in a post, I pounce before the next post scrolls. So I've lost my sense of time before I went away, and I became a purely reactionary life experiencer. Who needs me? What can I do? Where can I be? How can I serve? I move fast, obviously. I talk even faster, as you guys know, and I think even faster than both of those. But I didn't concern myself with the FOMO of my own calm, joy, and growth. I was waiting to be fulfilled from the outside things that I didn't want to miss. And I realized when I was away and unplugged as much as I possibly could, you know, there were weeks I didn't have Wi-Fi. I was with people all the time that I actually wanted to be with face to face, not just at home by myself. I realized I need space to wind down and pauses for my crazy brain to birth things. I need my yoga mat to feel my body and my heart inside that body. I need a lot of rest to remember how far I've come. I need relaxation to take the time to dream up the plans of how far I can go. And I don't want to miss out on my life anymore. So this morning I woke up, and not only did I have a dance party with my kids before they went to school. Yes, I go big or go home in pajamas, even with in a room by myself. But I'm also taking myself out on solo dates to see a band that I want, to go to a concert sometimes, to go sit in a coffee shop, to take myself out for an ice cream date. I live 15 minutes outside of Manhattan, and I don't take advantage of it enough in terms of not having to go do something, but just be something when I'm there by myself. So do I have work to do? I have a tremendous amount of work to do right now. Do I have at least 6 people who need me? Yep. And they can have me before or after, or another day. No one's going to die if I don't answer them that second. And nothing will burn down if I go treat myself and not miss out on something that nourishes and fuels me, because I'm the system that moves all of this forward. If my charisma and my bubbliness and my personality is not in my content, you guys wouldn't be listening to this. My stuff wouldn't be selling. My clients would be finding other people. So I have to make sure that this machine is working how it needs to be without burning myself out. So is it likely that I'll stop completely? Not likely, but I can also get used to giving myself fear of missing out on myself, rather than all the things outside of me. So I hope today was helpful in just highlighting how busy we really do get sometimes, and how important it is to, although it sounds trite, take the time to remember that you're not going to miss out on as much from the outside as you will from the inside if you don't make sure to fuel from both sides. And I would also, on this, love to hear what you guys think about the FOMO, how you found it show up in your life. So you can join my free Facebook group, which is called The Maverick Party Rising. And it is, you can just search for it. It's an open group. And I'll also put it in the show notes. Or shoot me a message at Shari@ShariTeigman.com. I really want to hear, because I do this podcast because I love talking to you guys. But what I love the most is the feedback of what else you're looking for, What are you not finding anywhere that you're needing the answers to? What do you want to pop in your ears as you take your walk or drive to work? I want to be giving you guys the content that you're looking for and make sure that I'm giving it to you in a way that will help you shift your life. So until next week, have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Shambles Show. To learn more about Shari and her magic, head over to www.shariteigman.com. Shari offers one-to-one, group, and membership level programs to take you from search, strengthen, and spark in all areas of life and business. For more fun and wisdom, join the Maverick Rising Party group on Facebook. Meet you here for the next episode. Until then, let that inner maverick reign free.